In high school boys state basketball tournament play yesterday in Class 3A first round action, it was Mount Pleasant beating ADM by a final of 62-32. Also in Class 4A first round action, Sioux City East a winner over West Des Moines Valley 66-60. Ankeny a winner over Cedar Rapids Jefferson 58-26. Linmar holds off Dubuque Senior 51-50. And it was Iowa City West topping Waukee by a score of 74-52. That's the end of the first round of the tournament now. Today it's semifinal action. There are six semifinal games on the slate in Des Moines today. The first starts at 10:30 this morning with the 1A semis as undefeated Danville will face Nottoway Valley. The Wolverines 23-2 entering that 10:30 tip time this morning. Also, defending champ Storm Lake St. Mary's is also 26-0. They'll face Boyden Hall today. That's a 12:15 tip time. Then the 2A semis are the middle of the afternoon with MFL Marmac facing Mount Vernon at 2 o'clock. Clarinda will face Fort Dodge St. Edmund in a 3:45 matchup this afternoon. And then tonight it's the 3A semis as Bishop Heelan Catholic will face Western Dubuque, followed by Grinnell and Mount Pleasant. Those winners move on to this weekend's championship games in Des Moines. Well, we have Iowa Hawkeye basketball for you this morning here on KJAN as the Big Ten Tournament tips off at Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis. Iowa, the number 8 seed in the Big Ten Tournament, will face 9th-seeded Illinois in the very first game of the Big Ten Tournament this year. The Hawkeyes come in with a mark of 16-15 on the season, and they're trying to see if they can finish the regular season with a winning record for the first time in a few years. And the winner of this game will play the top seed Michigan State tomorrow. The Illini did beat the Hawkeyes in their only matchup this year. That was in Champaign 2 weeks ago, 65-54. Iowa has won 8 Big Ten games this year. That's their most since winning 9 5 years ago. Illinois is 17-14 coming into today's matchup. Again, that's a 10:30 tip time this morning. You can hear that game live here this morning on KJAN. We're on the air with the broadcast in, just an hour and 5 minutes, 65 minutes from now, 9:30 this morning. You'll hear the pregame show here on the radio. Hawkeyes trying for a good performance for their star senior Matt Gatens, who's been leading them all season with nearly 16 points a game, trying to extend his career with the Hawkeyes. Again, 9:30, we're on the air. 10:30 is tip time for that game in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Iowa State also will be in action tonight as the Cyclones will be playing in the Big 12 tournament against Texas this evening. That's a late night game. They'll play at 8:30 this evening. That game down in Kansas City as the Cyclones look to improve upon their standings. They were the third seed in that tournament entering, and they'll face off against Texas this evening in the first game of the Big 12 conference tournament. Lehigh, LIU, Brooklyn, and Montana are the latest teams to earn automatic berths in the NCAA men's basketball tournament by winning their conference tourney. C.J. McCollum poured in 29 points, and Gabe Knutson had a huge block in the closing seconds as Lehigh downed Bucknell 82-77 to win the Patriot League tournament. The Mountain Hawks held a 78-77 lead until Knutson blocked Cameron Ayer's layup attempt with 7 seconds left before Lehigh hit 4 free throws in the final 4 seconds to clinch it. LIU claimed its second straight Northeast Conference championship as C.J. Garner scored 21 points to lead the Blackbirds past Robert Morris 90-73. Montana's Kareem Jamar dropped in 23 points and Matthias Ward added 23 as Montana took the Big Sky title game by an 85-66 score over Weber State. The Grizzlies will enter the NCAA tournament on a 14-game winning streak. Number 13, Georgetown, advanced to the Big East Tournament quarterfinals as Henry Sims scored 20 points and had 13 rebounds as the Hoyas ousted Pittsburgh 64-52 yesterday. Also in first-round action at the Big 12 Conference Tournament at the Sprint Center in Kansas City, it was number 3, Texas A&M, beating Oklahoma 62-53. And also Oklahoma State beat Texas Tech 76-60. In the NBA last night, it was Philadelphia over Boston 103-71. Toronto beat Houston 116-98. Washington over the LA Lakers 106-101. Utah beat Charlotte 99-93. Miami over Atlanta 89-86. It was Chicago edging Milwaukee 106-104. New Jersey beat the LA Clippers 101-100. Oklahoma City downing Phoenix 115-104. Minnesota beat Portland 106-94. San Antonio topping New York 118-105. Cleveland over Denver 100. 100-99. Sacramento got by New Orleans 99-98, and Memphis over Golden State 110-92. Just two National Hockey League games last night. Buffalo beat Carolina in overtime 3-2. Pittsburgh over Toronto, also by a 3-2 final. University officials say newly hired Iowa offensive line coach Brian Ferentz will report to athletics director Gary Barta and not his father, head coach Kirk Ferentz. The university on Wednesday released details of a plan to manage the apparent conflict of interest between Brian Ferentz and his father, which is, required under some school policy that discourages nepotism in hiring and salary decisions. Barta wrote in a memo that he was very interested in pursuing Brian Ferentz to join the football staff due to his experience and success as an assistant for the New England Patriots. Barta wrote that he, and not Kirk Ferentz, interviewed four applicants for the job and recommended Brian Ferentz based on his credentials and candidacy. Under that plan, Barta will conduct Brian Ferentz's annual performance review and compensation. Well, speculation already has begun concerning quarterback Peyton Manning after the four-time MVP was released by the Colts yesterday. Manning says he wants to play this season following a series of neck surgeries that forced him to miss all of 2011. Arizona, Miami, Seattle, Tennessee, Washington, and the New York Jets all have been rumored as possible destinations. Manning was due to be paid a $28 million roster bonus if he was still with the team today. He says he's throwing the ball well now, but there's still work to be done. The Colts hold the number one pick in next month's draft, and they're expected to use it on Stanford quarterback Andrew Luck. The NFL Players Association will conduct its own investigation of the New Orleans Saints bounty system, and they've asked the league to help set up interviews with the team's coaches and front office staff. The union issued a statement vowing to vigorously protect the rights of all players. Former Saints defensive coordinator Greg Williams has admitted to running a bounty pool of up to $50,000 over the past three seasons, rewarding players for knocking targeted opponents out of games. Police in Oshkosh, Wisconsin say the son of Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin was drunk and had marijuana in his system when he fell into a Wisconsin river and drowned on January 8th. Michael Philbin disappeared after a night out with friends in the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh campus area. Police say they found no foul play or anything suspicious through their investigation. A baseball Hall of Fame will honor three generations of St. Louis Cardinal World Series champions on July 21st, the day before this year's induction ceremonies. The Hall said Wednesday that there'll be a special recognition for the living managers who've led the St. Louis Cardinals to series titles, including Red Shaendienst in 1967, Whitey Herzog in 1982, and Tony La Russa in 2006 and last year. Hall President Jeff Idelson says three managers have united a fan base for generations and provided endless memories for Cardinals fans everywhere. Shaendienst and Herzog are both members of the Hall. La Russa also led Oakland to the 1989 championship. They'll be praised during the Hall's awards presentation when Tim McCarver is honored for excellence in broadcasting and Toronto Sun columnist Bob Elliott is recognized for writing. Yu Darvish struck out three in two scoreless innings and made a run-saving play in his spring training debut during the Texas Rangers' 6-2 win over a split squad of San Diego Padres. Pitching exclusively out of the stretch, Darvish threw 36 pitches, 26 of them for strikes. He allowed two hits, both of them doubles. The Rangers spent more than $107 million this winter to land the 6'5" right-hander, who was a dominant pitcher for 7 years in Japan. And Temple is about to become a full-fledged member of the Big East Conference, putting its football program in the league this year and all other sports in 2013. The Owls football team was pushed out of the conference in 2004 and was a member of the Mid-American Conference last season. The rest of the school's athletic programs were in the Atlantic 10, which will receive an exit fee of $1 million, while the Mid-American Conference will get $6 million for Temple's departure. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.